This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Humble and Hungry. I'm your friend, Natalie Pouchet. I apologize. I'm back on the voice recorder. This is the last week of this, I promise. But I just wanted to sort of catch you guys up from where we were last week. So I was camping off grid, and I was peeing on sticks in the woods, pregnancy sticks. And I had taken a few up to the trip. It was probably like day 8 and 9, 8, 9, 10, which is, a little bit early to be testing if you're pregnant. But you know, some people get faint lines. And so I thought, okay, I can just test. And I did. And it was negative. And I kept testing negative, which is also probably why I was sort of in a weird space when I was up there. Just emotionally, I was all over the place, but kept testing negative, and then got home. And on Wednesday, which was the 14th day, I had tested, and then it was negative again. And I ended up going onto Patreon and sort of just did this really long, not long, but like just a very vulnerable Patreon. And thank you guys if you've listened to it. Just so much love over there. Thank you. And the reason why I did it on Patreon immediately was because some family members didn't even know. And it just, it's like a safe space for me. It's not like I'm, you know, This show is, you know, some people listen to it, my family, some close friends listen to it, but not many. And so actually I don't know who listens. Some people say they don't, but I think they do, and you know. But I just wanted to be respectful and tell everybody in my close circle first before, you know, sharing it on the show so publicly. And I know who's on my Patreon, and so that's like telling family at this point. Anyways, I was like bawling my eyes out and crying like a baby, but I appreciate you guys showing me so much love and support through this whole thing. I didn't know. I think the reason why I was crying so hard and why it hit me was because I finally, for the first time, was sort of saying it out loud that it was negative and that it didn't take. And I think I was so hopeful this first round. I don't know why I was so hopeful. I just thought, like, of course it's going to take. Like, this is it. This is all my body needed, was just like a little, you know, a little Kickstarter to just get it in there. And I just thought, I don't know. I was being incredibly naively optimistic. Yeah, I think just, you know, saying it out loud was really hard. And it just, again, it's like such an emotional roller coaster, because every day you're just thinking, like, is this happening? Is it not happening? Do I feel something? Do I not? You're thinking, okay, the baby would be due in, you know, in May. And, you know, you just start prepping and you're like, okay, could it be twins? Like, you're just in constant, like, overdrive all the time of just thinking that's the emotional part that's really draining. And again, I've been doing this for 2 years. So every month for 2 years, I'm like, could it be? Could it be? Could it not be? I don't know. And that part is just exhausting. And, you know, I did mention on the show that, like, I have friends that have done multiple rounds of IUI and IVF and, you know, looking into surrogacy and all that. So I know that this is nothing in comparison to what people have gone through. It doesn't diminish what I'm going through, but I just want to make it very clear that I understand that there's people that have gone through so much harder, physically, emotionally. And I mean, I'm just sending you guys my love, because this shit is hard. So here's where we're at. We're basically going to, I'm recording this on Monday. That's why it's a little bit late, because I just, every day, I want it to be timely. And had I recorded it last week, it just, you know, I wouldn't have been able to give you guys an actual update. So anyway, I basically was tested negative on Wednesday, and I had stopped my progesterone a few days before that, because while we were camping, I really didn't want to stick a suppository up my hoo-ha with, like, dirt everywhere and it being gross and dirty. And I just thought, you know, I'm testing negative. You're supposed to stop progesterone anyways if you're not pregnant, but that way it kickstarts your menstrual period. And so your period. And so, I just thought, okay, I'm just going to stop taking the medication. And sure enough, you know, I was not pregnant. And so I started my period, like, right after I recorded that episode. I, started bleeding, but it was a weird blood. It was like a light pink, and it was, like, odd. And I remember, when I found out I was pregnant with Piper, the day after I started bleeding, and I went to the hospital, and I had a subchronic hematoma. And so I was supposed to be on bed rest for, like, 3 months, because, you know, if that ruptures or anything, not ruptures, but if you, there can be complications and you can have a miscarriage. And so I thought, oh my God, like, maybe I am pregnant. I'm just not, you know, the test isn't showing, and maybe I'm having this thing again. And I even have a picture of the blood from the Piper's time. And then I compared it to, like, the blood from this time. I know it's so gross, but I had to. And it looked super similar, because I, you know, we normally know our periods, we ladies. And so, you know, the color of the blood, you know, the flow, like, you normally do know that stuff. And so it just felt a little odd this time around. And so, so I called the doctor and I told them that it was my day one of my period. And, they go, okay, like, you know, then we'll schedule you for the following day, because you're supposed to have a ultrasound day two of your period, like, once you have a big flow. Well, the next day came and I still didn't have a big flow. And so I thought, you know, I'm just going to go in there, because maybe I am pregnant and they're going to see it in the ultrasound, but they're going to think that I'm just bleeding and this is for the IUI. So I was sort of like, I was still hopeful. Even after all that, I was still hopeful. And so I went on Thursday and I got the ultrasound. I did a urine test and they confirmed at the ultrasound that it was negative. And, you know, he didn't say that there was any sort of implantation happening or any of that. He was just saying, you know, it's a little early in your period, but as soon as you have a full flow, he goes, everything looks fine here. He was like, look, I don't think that you need to do any further testing before doing this next round. He goes, you know, I liked the way that your body reacted to the medications. You know, your eggs were measuring. Everything was good. He goes, let's just give it another shot. And if that one doesn't take, then I think we go ahead and we do all the testing needed before the third round of IUI. So that's sort of where we're at. I just, I had my first dose of letrozole yesterday, and that's all we're going to do. We're just going to do another round and just, you know, stay positive. And, although I got a negative test, going to stay positive. At least that's what I'm trying to tell myself. I definitely had a 24-hour moment of what the fuck and what's wrong with my body. And, you know, my body hates me, but I got myself out of it. I talked myself out of it. And I understand that it's all in, you know, God's timing. Whatever it's meant to be, I'm praying it'll be. And if it's meant to be, and maybe it's not, and that's okay too. And whatever is meant to be will be. And I just have to sort of let go, let God, and just, you know, do my part. And that's it. Stay positive, try to laugh, try to enjoy my life, try to, you know, just continue living our life and not be so obsessive over it. Easier said than done, but still.
Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. And we're not talking about some weird mind voodoo crap from your crazy neighbor. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume. And they look at the problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative award-nominated device that does just that. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. I knew I had to start breaking my little habits because I like to smoke a little bit and do my stuff. But I was like, you know what? We're going to try to have a baby. And I tried it, and it's awesome. The flavors are great. Yeah, I have no complaints. So stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. So join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com/humble and use code humble to save an additional 10% off your order today.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
What else is going on? Yesterday, we went to Lido House. They had a big endless summer soiree, and we had a great old time. I probably drank a little bit too much, not going to lie. That also is something that happens. I feel like after you get a negative test, you're like, fuck it, I'll drink. And after yesterday, I think I drink a little bit too much, I kind of want to give up drinking for a little bit. I feel like I'm going to go full-blown Kyle Richards over here and just, like, I don't know, see how long I can do. Riley's like, well, it's not going to take, you know, you're not going to be not drinking for that long because you're going to get pregnant. He's very positive, this man. But I'm kind of, you know, it's like that next day anxiety, like, of, oh God, what did I say? What did I do? It's just like, it's just full of anxiety the next day after drinking. And it's the worst. And I think as you get older, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And my sisters and I, because we all went to the event, and I texted them and I was like, oh my God, I'm riddled with anxiety. It was so bad. And they were like, oh my God, me too. They were supposed to be on the show today. And honestly, I think our like anxiety attacks were just all so bad. So, but they're going to be on. And we talked about it. It was like kind of drunk plans, but not drunk plans, but they want to be like series regulars, and just come on all the time. And, you know, if you guys like the idea of me just always having them on and just, and doing it like, think like the Toast or, you know, anyone that has just like regular guests on, a la Heather McDonald, except I will pay. Too soon? Too soon. That whole drama with Justin and Jeff Lewis and Heather McDonald is just too much. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, do a quick Google search. There are blogs and people that have done full-blown, like, breakdowns of the drama. And I have to say, I am just, like, it's so sad when friendships that you followed break up. I know that's probably you guys, it's like you guys probably are thinking that about me and Heather, but yeah, it's so shitty because you're like, oh my God, like I loved when Justin Martindale was on Heather's show, or I loved, you know, when Heather was on Jeff Lewis, whatever. You really start to form like these relationships and friendships in your mind, and like I get it. It sucks. And who knows if they'll ever be friends again. So, you know, coming from experience, sometimes, you know, there's just things that don't ever, like, you can never mend, you know? Once it goes too far, it just goes too far. And I think it's hard to really forgive and forget kind of thing. But who knows? They've been friends for years. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, I apologize, but just go look at it. Or go Google it and you'll see the full breakdown. It was super juicy. It was really interesting. And I have to say, I do believe, Jeff and Justin to some degree. You know, Heather's just always been Heather. And I think sometimes it becomes difficult when, like, her shtick was always, you know, wanting to be famous. And now that she is, I think it's, you know, it just leaves a different taste in everyone's mouth. But I think she's great and she has really good content and she has a really great show and she, you know, really like worked her ass off to get where she is. I mean, it's funny when we started, the last show that I was on, Heather McDonald was our first guest and we had started around the same time. Again, that was years ago. It was like, what, 6 years ago or something. It was just so long ago, but yeah, she's worked her ass off and has really made a name for herself, and it's great. And I hope that like the fame and the money and all that doesn't get to, you know, people's heads, because I think it can. But nothing against any of them. And I hope that they can become friends. But and then also Shannon Storms Bedore got arrested for a DUI and she ran her car into a home. Apparently no one was injured, thankfully, but she was arrested and, you know, had a little Archie in the car, and apparently she like parked it in the middle of the street and like got out of the car and was pretending like she was walking her dog, but you know, it was clearly her and she was inebriated. It's really sad. And I hope that, which is so funny that it's all playing out this season with her and, is it Gina or, I think it's Gina, when she got a DUI and Shannon is like, I helped you get out of your DUI and child, you know, services didn't come, but they could have. And it's just all very, very timely. This is just called karma at its finest. I also think OC is just awful. And I know people love that, the franchise, but it's awful and I cannot bear watching it. I think it needs a major reboot like New York. I think it needs young, fresh blood with, you know, we don't want to see old women fight anymore. I think it's like, it's done. Like, give us young, give us hot, give us money, give us trips, give us fashion. I just feel like that's what we want. We want to live vicariously through these women. And I feel like when we're watching older women fight, it's just not fun anymore. Like it's played out. I could be wrong. You guys could love it, but, and I'm not saying this because of what you guys think I'm saying. I just genuinely feel like it's played out. I started watching a little bit of Salt Lake, and I'm just sort of watching this last season, so I don't know any of like the Jen Shaw stuff, but they are definitely characters. What else am I watching? Obviously New York, I'm watching. I'm loving Aaron, Sai, Brynn. I'm obsessed with Brynn and Aaron. Uba was super sassy this week, and just such a great series. What else? What else is going on? That's pretty much it. I know I'm keeping. I'm doing very short episodes recently, but I'm gonna give you longer episodes. I want to know if you guys are good with my sisters being on all the time. I feel like it's fun. We have really good banter, and we just have very we have good chemistry together. So I think it's gonna be fun. And I think if it goes well, we're gonna do a little studio and really bring video portions up and good quality video portions up. So anyhow, feel very long-winded. But I hope you guys are doing great. Thank you for the love and support during this whole IUI thing. It really has just sort of taken a toll on me emotionally. And so I think that's also probably why I'm like a little off, but we're gonna get back into it. We're gonna be good. We're gonna just stop talking about it until it happens. And hopefully one day I can post the little butterflies on my Instagram, and that way you guys know that it's official. Oh my God. And you know what I also keep getting on my Instagram feeds and everything I look up? It's like twins and triplets and everything. I think Siri and Alexa are just listening to me. That's probably why, but it's really just, it's becoming a lot. But I did bawl my eyes out because I saw a video of this husband and wife telling their family that they had triplets. And it was just like every video was so stinking cute. I mean, telling their mom, then telling their dad, then doing the gender reveal to the whole family about, and they brought out balloon. I mean, I was bawling. Like, what is going on with me? God, I'm a disaster. But it's gonna be fine. These are just like, it's stages, and it's gonna be a-okay. We're all gonna be okay. Lastly, actually, I love how I'm like, oh, that's it, and then I keep bringing something else up. It's my daughter's fourth birthday, and it's this Saturday, the 23rd, and I feel really, really grateful and very happy, that. I don't know. I know I'm going through all this IUI stuff, but also I'm feeling incredibly grateful. And a part of me is a little sad because she said all she wanted for her birthday was a baby. And so I had this a whole idea planned in this whole thing that I would find out on Wednesday that I'm pregnant, and then I would do like a really fun reveal for her that she's gonna have a little baby, brother or sister for her birthday. But it didn't pan out that way, which is sad. But I'm not gonna give up hope, and I know she's not. And every day she just like rubs my belly, and I feel like she's getting that, putting that good juju out there, But we're gonna do a lot of fun stuff. We're gonna go to a water park. We're gonna have a little birthday party in her classroom, and it's gonna be very sweet. Again, I feel very, very fortunate to even have her and to have this little birthday party. And I just can't believe my baby's four. I can't believe it's been 4 years since, I carried her and had her and had that C-section with my janky ass nails, and my life completely changed because of her. And I just feel just so privileged and honored to be her mom, and she's just growing up to be such a sweet, sassy, fun, funny, smart little chick. And I just can't wait to see what she does in this world. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Anyways, I love you guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being supportive throughout this whole journey. And I promise we're gonna kick shit up next week. So love you all. Thank you. Mean it. And I'll see you next week. Remember, stay humble and stay hungry.